actually interviewing, right, and he was aware of my writing and research project. He said you gave Von Braun his, I guess, FAA pilot's checkout.
I give him a ride to get him enthused in flying again.
Oh, is that right? Of course,
he hadn't been in the air for a while on a private plane.
I see.
And I come here with him from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Had the office up in
And that was for him to be able to fly to Berlin or wherever as he needed to.
Military duties had they wanted him somewhere in a hurry, he could take that airplane, and it was at his disposal all the time.
Right. Now, and was that a twin plane, a two-place plane?
It was a four-place airplane, the same size as our Beechcraft Bonanza.
Oh, okay.
And it was single engine, roughly 185 horsepower aircraft.
185? Do you remember any of the better or funnier or more interesting stories he told you about flying in Germany?
No, he just said that it wasn't as free. You had to be under control all the time, and they registered when you landed and stuff like that. It wasn't like it was here, you know. You just go up and fly for the devil of it.
I see.
But over there, you had to have a reason for being in the air.
Even before the war?
Uh-huh.
I see. Did he tell you about any near misses he had flying? Or
no. He, as far as I know, he never had any problems.
Okay. I'm making a note here.
Mr. Davis, when he was down here, he went through my pile of stuff that I got. He said, Lord, he said, you got more stuff than the PIO office out of this. I told him, my wife called me a pack rat, and I said, everything at NASA ever put on my desk out there in the office, I saved a copy of it.
Well, that's, historians love you for doing that.
I go clear back in
that's interesting.
Started flying again. It was kind of a chain reaction. reaction among the three of them.
I see.
And matter of fact, my brother gave Maria, Von Braun's wife, a dual time in the PA-11 out there, the glorified cub.
Right. Your brother also was
an instructor.
Was an instructor.
Uh-huh.
Right. Who was he? What was his name?
Al Beresford.
Right. Is he still here?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's... there's 12 of us families that has the Hazel Green Airport.
I see.
And he's full-time at the airport up there. He's got a little office and everything.
Okay.
Retiring now from instructing after all these years. He just passed the 70 mark, so he said it's time to get in and enjoy flying on his own without worrying about somebody else.
I see. But he's retiring from running the airport?
No, we own the airport. He's got his own little office up there.
Oh, I see.
And,
so he's not going to be an instructor anymore.
But he's not doing any. I guess over in the little office, we must have close to 100 shirt tails hanging from people that soloed up there.
Is that where Mrs. Von Braun soloed?
No, she soloed from the Huntsville, old Huntsville Airport.
Okay, that's what I thought. But Al gave instructions to her, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I ought to talk to him then about how I knew that Maria got her license, and Dr. Von Braun was real pleased, I'm sure, about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it was a funny thing. Him and some of the Germans that was flying, they would come by my office out there at 4619 and give me credit, and I just sucked it up, you know. And he'd say, well, he said, I'd like to get an hour's instruction for Saturday. Can you arrange it? And I'd call Al, and he'd make the arrangements, and they didn't know the difference between the two of us. I was getting the credit, and Al was doing the flying.
Is that right? Okay. But he's still going to keep his little office out there.
Oh, yeah. He's up there from about 10 every morning till it gets dark.
And that is
what's the main street? Grimwood. You know where Grimwood Road is up there where the power station is before you get to Hazel Green?
I don't.
There's a traffic light there before you get to Hazel Green between Meridianville and Hazel Green.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, when you make a turn to the west or your left side of the street, there's a big power station. Grimwood Road.
I see.
Okay. Down there about 4 miles, there's a dual intersection, you know, a four-way cross stop sign.
Okay.
And about 5/10 of a mile further west on the right-hand side, one that says Banyan Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you go back Banyan Road, and after you get down there a ways, there's kind of a little winding road. Stay to the left fork, more or less straight ahead.
All right.
And when you get down there and you make that 90-degree turn, you look to see the big aluminum hangar out there. That's my brother.
Okay. Now, does he have a little phone out there?
No, there's no phones on the field.
Oh, okay.
The only phone over there is with Southeastern Aircraft Rebuilder.
All right. But do you have a telephone number for him at home?
Yeah.
Could I get that?
534-2801.
534-2801.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You have to call him after dark in the evening.
Sure. He's still out there at the airport.
Yeah,
huh?
He stays until darkness runs him out.
Okay. Well, I might either call him or go out there and see him. But he's there about every day. And,
oh, yeah. Every day but Thursday, which is his worst day in grass.
I know a Helen Beresford. Is she part of y'all's family?
What was the name?
Helen. I see. Well, she for many years was the executive secretary to the head of the Chamber of Commerce here. And now I think she works part-time for them.
Yeah, matter of fact, we got calls for her here. Wanted to know if she was home.
Is that right? So no relation apparently.
No relation.
That you know about anyway. Okay, Mr. Pierce.
Back then, when you bought a Luscombe, you could buy a brand.
Mrs. Von Braun to some extent for a book I'm working on, and but at one time,
right.
I got the world's worst memory. I always have. Seriously, I mean, it's...
Well, I'm in that same boat, and it's not just because of old age. In my case, I've always had to work at remembering things. Anyway, I've got a whole chapter of this book. This is sort of just one word of, one sentence of background. This is not a kind of a straight line narrative biography of Dr. Von Braun. There have been a lot of those done and some good ones. This is really an anecdotal biography about him as a person, as a man, with these different, mostly very fine qualities he had. I mean, he loved to hunt and tell stories and, you know, and was a religious man and things like that. But one thing Ed mentioned really caught my eye. Of course, I know Ed's background. He got Von Braun interested in flying again after they moved here from Fort Bliss. But Ed mentioned that you taught Maria Von Braun. You gave her flying lessons.
I mean, Eddie used to thank me for, he said, for taking her up and everything. But,
oh, okay.
But I really, that's why I said, I got the world's worst memory on this stuff. And
okay, did he tell you I had talked with him?
Yeah, he mentioned something about it.
And that I might be calling.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I've been racking my brain. I just can't get all that stuff straight in my head, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Do you mind if I just ask you a couple of questions?
Well, I'll try to answer them if I can.
Good. It might help bring some of it back. I was aware that Mrs. Von Braun had soloed, and I just imagined that was really pleasing to Dr. Von Braun, who had this passion for flying.
Yeah,
and I've got I beg your pardon? Oh, he was.
I say he's out there off, you know, he was always going someplace or doing something like that. And
sure. Was that at the old Huntsville Airport you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a whole chapter devoted to Dr. Von Braun's love of flying, and his he would apparently get his hands on any kind of aircraft that he could. And I've got a lot of great stories, some humorous, and that's a lot of my material is humorous anecdotes, but a lot of it is not. It's just interesting stories and not necessarily funny. I just wondered if you could fill in any details at all about Mrs. Von Braun's learning to fly and achieving that, you know. So you say you took her up. Do you mean you did, that was part of instruction?
As far as Eddie used to talk to me all the time about that and tell me about how Von Braun had thanked him for this and that. I remember Eddie thanking me about it, but I don't really remember everything about the flight, to tell you the truth.
Okay, but you think you... Now, did your brother take her up and give her lessons, too?
I think it was probably me, if anyone...
Oh, okay.
...as an instructor, but I can't really remember doing it.
Right. What, do you remember, and I'm just seeing if maybe some of it will come back, what kind of planes you all were flying then?
P-11s, best I recall. It's Piper.
Did you say P-L?
P-A.
P-A-11?
Yeah.
And that's a Piper model?
Yeah, it's a Piper. It's a later version of the Cub, really.
Okay.
You're familiar. I don't know you're familiar with the Cub.
Oh, I sure am.
Okay, well, this is basically a Cub, but it's got the cowling on the front covers the cylinders instead of having a cylinder stick out.
Right.
And instead of the shock cords on the bottom being bungee cords sticking out like they do, they got kind of a streamlined metal cover over it.
Sure.
And it had a wing tank instead of a fuselage tank.
Okay. Probably a very forgiving airplane and good for beginners.
Yeah, this is a training airplane, right?
Right. Okay.
It's 65 horsepower is all I had, and that's the ones we find out there.
Right. And it was 65.
The thing is, they went from there to a Cessna 150.
Okay.
And I don't really remember whether she was necessarily in
Oh, you're not sure about that?
I'm not really sure. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Cessna,
I wouldn't say this, really, but...
Right.
I've had people come up to me, talk to me, and say, oh, yeah, you spotted me and so-and-so. And I remember doing it.
Right, a lot to keep up with. But anyway, the next step up was the Cessna 150.
Yeah, it was, they started flying the 150, I think, in, like, 59 and 60.
Okay, well, by day, you mean,
out at the airport.
Oh, okay.
Rocket City Air.
Oh, okay.
Rustgal was called Rocket City Air out there.
Oh, of course.
There's some things I remember, but...
Sure. And the Cessna 150, was that 150 horsepower? Is
no,
that where
no,
that?
No, it's 100 horsepower. It,
okay.
Well, they made it in 59, but it had electric system on, where the other one had hand profit. That's what I'm saying. I'm not really, really sure what you went up in.
I see.
But the 150s, they have electric starter and radio and lights and stuff like that on it. Where the,
right.
Yes, the other one was strictly like a J3 Cub.
Sure.
And I'd imagine that she probably flew in a 150, I would guess.
Okay. And that was called Rocket City. What? Rocket
City Air Activities.
Air Activities. All right, I bet that's in my notes elsewhere.
Don't ask me where. How come I remembered? I can't tell you.
Okay.
I feel stupid when people start bringing up the past. And,
sure.
I'm involved in it, and I can't remember it.
I don't want to make you feel bad about that.
I don't want to say something and
sure,
that not be true.
Would you remember things like roughly how many training flights Mrs. Von Braun may have had before she soloed?
I have no idea, really. It's
okay.
Back in those days, they usually soloed like 10 hours. Not necessarily one-hour flights. You know, a lot of them are 45-minute flights and stuff like this.
You say people...
I don't know how long it took her to solo, really. It would be nice if you could get a hold of her logbook.
Sure.
That would tell you who the instructor was and how long she flew and what she was flying.
Right.
That's
I'm probably not going to be able to do that.
No, I'd probably not. But
I'm in correspondence with her, but I haven't even... I just wrote her that I was doing this. We had some earlier contact a year or two ago, and she was very nice, but she's very private and kind of withdrawn.
Yeah.
And I just haven't bothered her with anything. I just wrote her a follow-up, a courtesy note saying that I was working on this.
If you could find her, get her logbook or something, that would tell you how much time she flew, how much, if she soloed, when she soloed.
Sure. And, well, you know, I may even have that somewhere else when she soloed. You say people usually did about 10 hours?
Back in those days, most of the time it was like 10 hours when you soloed.
All right.
You know, if she was unusually slow or timid about taking up, you know, it might take her a little longer. And if she was real sharp, she might have soloed in 8 hours.
All right, but what roughly 10 would be? In the ballpark for most people, right. Okay. So, really, you don't remember whether she was an eager student or a slow or...
I don't really remember if I flew with her or how much I flew with her, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason I hate to say anything, because...
Sure.
I don't want to come out like, hey, oh, yeah, I did this, that, and that, and the other, and...
Well, I appreciate your honesty. And that being the case, I guess I don't need to take up much more of your time. I understand, but I thought I'd give it a try anyway.
I don't have all my time logged in the old logbooks. I can kind of go back through and see if I can find anything.
Well, if you could, that would be great. Yes, or let me give it to you if I could.
Well, hey, Eddie keeps trying to think it's better than I do, is the reason I said that.
All right, well, could I give you my number?
Yeah, go ahead, I'll try it. I'll put it on the side of my checkbook here.
All right, this is my home phone, and I do work full-time at the Huntsville Times, but I'm taking off, I'm spending a lot of time at home working on this project.
Usually only home in the morning until 9, and I
Well, I haven't